Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Woo! We got our Bad Mama Jamma back. What's up, B?
Hey!
Episode 19, Future Bachelor. Let's go, let's go. I had to start off with a vibe. You know, let's go.
I love this song.
It's your theme song. Let's get it. Woo! You good? You feel good to be back, B?
I feel great to be back.
Let's sing it.
She's a bad Mama Jamma.
Oh!
Just as fine as she can be.
Yeah.
She's a bad Mama Jamma.
Oh.
Just as fine as she can be.
Yeah, episode 19, Future Bachelor.
Good vibe,
yeah,
Sai.
You know I had to do it. Guys, welcome to Future Bachelor. This is episode 19. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica. I'm back.
And she's back. Holy cow. Welcome. Hold on a second. Let's give a round of applause. Veronica's back. Yeah. So welcome back. How does it feel?
It feels good, but Eric did a good job. I mean, no one, even your mother said, no one can really replace
Oh, there's no replacing V.
Yeah,
I mean, shoot. But I have to say, give a shout out to Eric.
Yes.
Shout out to Eric. I'm going to give him a round of applause, too.
I know, for real. Did I potentially tear up a little bit when he shouted me out on last week's episode?
Probably.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, you know, that guy's such a sweetheart.
I know,
I was impressed.
Damn.
I was like, did you?
It was so smooth.
Yeah, it was smooth as hell. So Eric last week, if you guys haven't heard last week's episode yet, V was out of town.
Get your life together and listen.
It was the first time we had a guest host, and I was a little nervous about it, but I'm never going to be nervous again because Eric did an amazing job.
He did a great job.
Yeah, so if there was to be a replacement, for an episode where you were going to be gone, Eric would be the one. Because he did amazing. And yeah, his Bachelor commentary was pretty
on point. It was hilarious. It was so fun.
So,
I agreed with a lot of what he had to say.
Yeah,
so
right?
I was like,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad we did that. So,
I could tell where I was missing because he was like, I don't remember these people's names.
Yeah, exactly. I was listening back to the episode and I kept thinking, I was like, how many times did I say this is why V needs to be here? Like,
you know what I'm saying? I know that was also cute. Also brought a little tear.
Yeah, yeah. So, definitely made me realize like the importance of you on this show.
Oh, thank God.
It only took the cats being away for the boys to play to realize that you are definitely missed and loved here. But
well, thanks.
But yeah, so how was your time in Vegas? Obviously, we had the update.
Yeah, you guys had the updates, which were great. Like listening back, I'm like, lol,
yeah.
At myself. And actually, my friend Amber, shout out to Amber Garrett Photography.
Oh, what up, man?
She just posted like all of her photos that she took on her camera from when we were there, and it was just like I was reminiscing even more.
Are they good?
Oh my God, they're hilarious. Like just like, because it was like a combined bachelor bachelorette party situation. Mm-hmm. So like one day the girls and guys split off from each other, and so like the girls, like we did the whole bachelorette party.
I didn't know. Oh, so like the fiance of the bachelorette was out there too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a joint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because like they pretty much share the same friends. Like we're all in the same friend group.
Interesting.
So like the bachelorette party, like as I said in one of my updates, I had a metallic tattoo of a dick on my butt.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of that kind of shenanigans going on.
You're like, it's a bachelor party or a bachelorette party.
It was. There's plenty of photos of me on the pole in the party bus on our way to downtown Vegas. Which those bruises just healed from climbing that.
You always got bruises. What's that all about?
I know. I feel like I don't have any vitamin deficiency that would give me these
bruises.
Actually,
I bruise easily too. So, I don't know what that means.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Exactly. So cool. I'm glad you had a good time out there and, you survived and made it back.
I am alive.
I just came back from a trip from upstate New York.
You
from
see,
a wedding.
We keep like doing this thing for these past couple weeks where you like I get back and then you fly off. You just got back. I'm about to fly off to Chicago for Lollapalooza.
Those are jet setters. You
so
know
we
why?
We're fly kids.
Fly kids. I like your timing on that too. I didn't really practice that one yet, but
I've just got it down.
Yeah, the fly kids. So I came back from New York. It was so beautiful out there.
It looked gorgeous.
Dude, yeah, you saw pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I shout out to Ryan and Lauren for their officially. getting married. Yeah. But I remember when they just, you know, we were little young kids and they met, and I'm just like really proud, like, you know.
It looked like such a gorgeous wedding and venue and like weekend.
Dude, it was just amazing because it was like all, it was like pretty much like a class reunion. Like it was like people I haven't seen in forever and everyone's dressed to the nine and just having a good time and, you know, alcohol's free and food was amazing. Yeah, and the view is always amazing with weddings up there. I got one more up there, upstate New York, coming up later on this year. So, if you guys want to see those pictures, definitely on our Instagrams. You're going to be posting some Vegas pics on there?
Oh, yeah. I already posted when I did the trapeze on there. So at @VeronicaConda_18.
Yep.
But now that I've got all those other good pics, there's definitely going to be one coming. It's like kind of determining what pics can I post that are okay.
Yeah.
Things like
that. Well, I know we had talked about me doing a cover, actually, and I actually did it.
Did you really?
I just didn't put it out.
Because okay, but you did it.
I did it, but I rethought about the timing of everything.
I see.
Yeah, I just was like, you know, let's make this about me.
Surprise.
Yeah. So if you guys are looking out for that cover of Drake's Ratchet Happy Birthday, it's coming soon. It's going to sound really cool.
Is it going to be on your... Where's it going to be?
I don't know, because I'm like still debating if I'm going to say frickin' or fucking or what, but I think I'm just going to go fucking.
I mean...
Sorry, Mom. he says it in the song.
Sounds about right.
It's just like, it's hard to replace the F word with frickin' and it doesn't sound cool.
Yeah.
So,
it's just,
but I just don't know
sound.
How to put it on Facebook and have like people that know me and adults and just people that don't like the F word. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to be saying it over and over again, but
yeah, well,
it's a song.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's a hard one.
So I might just keep it to the IG and maybe put it as an IGTV video or something like that.
Yes, then it could live there forever.
Yeah. But maybe I'll just like get really excited when it's done and just be like, Fuck it. So, keep a lookout for that. But, you know, I guess, you know, that we didn't have kickball this past week.
No.
It was a bye week, right?
It was a bye week.
Luckily.
The way that this weather in Atlanta is looking, we might not have it this week, which I guess that would be good because I'm going to be gone. You guys are going to be missing one of your star
players. How are we going to make our one goal?
our one run.
I'll call it a goal. See, that's
where we're at. Hopefully, if you guys do have it tomorrow, I hope you kind of like, you know, help strategize a little bit better.
Yeah. We discussed that last time.
I know.
I definitely realized.
I listened.
I realized that we are really good. We just do not care. And I don't know if we should. To be honest, like,
I mean, we both like to win, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do. I just don't know how to, like, there's obviously, I mean, and I'm probably one
so
of
does,
them.
So does, like, Joy and Danielle, honestly.
Yeah, they all want to win. It's just, like, I also want to make sure everyone's playing
having a fun time.
Yeah, having a fun time. So it's like, you know, if we all do good, then we all do good.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it that seriously, even though I'll continue to talk shit. But So, yeah, no kickball updates really this week. But, you know, we do have a lot of... Quickets!
You got a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't care. I'm just going to do it however way we do it each week, and we're going to talk about it right afterwards. So I wonder if there's ever going to be a time where I do one and we don't say anything
about it. It's our new motif of our show. It's our, you know, recurring thing instead of you always bringing up your ex.
Well, well, thanks for bringing her up, but shout out to my ex.
And also how we always shout out Sims.
Yeah, shout out to Zach Sims. Just get those out the way right now.
Might as well.
Yeah, so, let's get in some quick hits. I feel like even if we do the quick hits, like, really good, you're still going to be like, wow, that's a really good one. So we're always going to call it.
That's what I'm saying. It's our new motif. We're always going to bring it up.
Yeah, we actually haven't done any predictions in a while, so we got to remember our motifs.
True.
But, yeah, so I guess we have a lot to talk about, so let's just hop right into it. Let's talk about some couples. What do we got?
Let's talk about... both of our heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because
more you than me, but
I just, when this was announced, all the people were, you know, sending me this stuff.
How did it happen? When did it happen? What are we talking about?
Nick Jonas.
Uh-oh.
Priyanka Chopra are reportedly engaged.
Oh, man. I don't know. I got a sound effect
like,
for that.
I'm like, there we go.
Yeah.
So, like, you fell in love with her recently, and now all for naught. Yeah,
I love her. so does Nick Jonas, apparently. So does Nick Jonas. Congratulations to them.
They've only been dating for, I think, like 2 months.
idiots. What? Are you serious?
Supposedly.
What's wrong with these people?
But, like, I mean, maybe they've been... Maybe that's only been how long they've been public, but they, like, met each other's families maybe, like, second month in or, like, whatever.
Wow.
And, like, people were saying how he seemed pretty serious about her and everything like that.
He's dating a girl 10 years.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what the deal is. So,
like, when she was 21 years old, drinking and partying and stuff like that, this dude was 11 years old.
Yeah, and he was on, like, Broadway, so.
Yeah, that's true. True.
So,
touche. In Les Mis, so. Yeah, I guess. So, oh, I didn't know enough about Nick Jonas. Yeah, I forgot. I was like, he was on Disney Channel.
Who's the super fan here? Yeah.
But so yeah, they're getting married. Congrats to them. Speaking of another recently engaged couple, what's going on, V, with Pete Davidson and Ariana?
Okay, so he cleared out his entire Instagram, and so, like, first of all, like, Ariana, how do you say her fans' names? They're like Ari. Aria Nader, something crazy. I don't know.
That's stupid.
Whatever. It's like one of those different fan things. But yeah. All of her fans, Ariana's fans, are like freaking out. They're like, why is he going dark? What is going on? And like, cause they pretty much.
Hold on, you gotta get the suspense music. Oh, like, yeah. What's going on? Are they still dating? Are they still engaged? Where's all his pictures?
And
we don't know.
So we literally don't know. We don't know. And he also, like, there's some, I guess, some pics of him that people found or that he had been posted in or whatever, and he was kind of covering or hiding his Ariana-related tattoos.
Or gotten it removed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small tattoo behind his ear. It's like the bunny, like, mask, right?
Yeah, something covering it up, or maybe there's people out there who just, like, stirring the pot. And
yeah.
Like, doctoring photos. Who knows? This is, like, crazy that people are, like, digging this deep into, like, a 24 and 25-year-old's potentially engaged relationship. But
I think it's more of just like people want to be like, we told you so, like, yeah. They, like, it's just, I mean, obvious, like, how dumb it is.
Would I say I told you so if it did come out that they weren't engaged anymore? Yes,
that would be a future bachelor prediction. Now, talking about old predictions, yeah, I think we pretty
all
much
day long. I'm gonna, yeah, let me just put
go
that,
back to the Google.
Let me just put that in there right now.
No, it's definitely in there.
Oh my god,
it's already definitely in there. We had that prediction a while ago. All of them, it's the same prediction for all of them. I don't understand. To me, it's obvious that these guys are not going to last forever. But there was also more stuff. Speaking, I guess let's go, like, right into Ariana Grande's new album coming out.
Yeah.
It's going to be dropping on the same day as Nicki Minaj's Queen album. And her album and Ariana's album is called Sweetener. So they're both dropping on August 17th. And people thought, like, oh, no, you know. But they're, like, really good friends.
They're,
obviously,
like, they're big collab partners. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. like, I don't think, like, I feel like it's just so typical of people to be like, oh, two women or, like, whatever, releasing the albums on the same day. They must be trying to slight each other. Just like how when Mac Miller dropped, well, this is a little bit different, but like when Mac Miller dropped one of his singles leading up to his album on the same day as God Is a Woman, and people are all like, "Ooh, he did that on purpose," which maybe he did, but I don't know. Homie seems a little bit too messed up to be thinking that much, to be like, let me release this the same day that she's releasing God Is a Woman, because obviously his stuff is not going to do as well as hers. Like, no offense to Mac Miller,
but we'll get back into a little bit Mac Miller stuff, but I actually want to talk more about I think Ariana had a song on there called Pete, right?
I thought she did. Yeah. I thought that was what...
I think she changed the name of it to Pete Davidson. She changed a song name, a track name, to Pete Davidson.
So, like, I was being pretty obvious before, but now I'm being completely obvious.
Yeah, I mean, her explanation for it, I think, that's on Twitter wild. Was saying that it's going to last longer than a tattoo. Like, it's forever, which
it's
is
forever.
True.
I mean, like, you would hope, since they're getting... they're engaged and... to be married, and that's supposed
and
to
be. And
she's
like, I also just love the name of his name, or the sound of his
the
name.
The sound of his name, which I can see that, I guess.
Pete Davidson sounds amazing. Come on, Pete Davidson.
I'm not saying it sounds amazing, but it has
I just
a,
love the ring of it.
It just has a flow, I guess.
I guess. But yeah, so, you know, so there's a lot going on with those guys. You wanted to talk a little bit about this coming month's issue of Vogue, right?
So September issue of Vogue, for those who are uninformed, it is the most important issue of Vogue, or pretty much any fashion magazine, but mostly Vogue.
Why September's issue?
Because that is, like, September
Does that have to do with Labor Day or anything or any of that?
No. Okay. September is like is the holy grail of the fashion world. It's like New York Fashion Week, September. Mm. September is when you preview a large majority of what is going to be the fashion and the trends for the next year.
Interesting.
So
me being so into fashion, never heard of that.
Yes. So, but so there's a large amount of work and everything that goes into the September issue. There's actually a whole documentary on it. That follows, you know, Anna Wintour and like everything that goes into it. But so Anna Wintour is going to be stepping down or retiring from Vogue as editor-in-chief kind of soonish.
Okay.
And so she is giving unprecedented control over the cover story, which the cover is going to be Beyonce. She was on the cover, I think, a couple years ago for the September issue. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Beyonce on the cover. And Beyonce got to hire her own photographer, which is this 23-year-old black guy. His name, I'm finding his name. But that's the first ever black photographer for the cover of Vogue. Wow. Ever. And it's like over 120...
Let's give a little air horn.
His name is Tyler Mitchell. And also, Anna Wintour has given Beyonce the ability to pretty much write all of her captions and everything. It's going to be a big photo story, so it's not going to be just like a typical interview or anything
giving
with
her.
Giving
complete creative freedom.
So, yeah, which is crazy. Like, never been heard of. So it's kind of like everybody's been calling it like, oh, my God, this is going to be like the blackest Vogue ever.
Word.
Just because of like Beyonce and like everything like that. So it's going to be interesting. I'm definitely going to buy it because I'm a big magazine nerd.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll have people like consulting with her, like fashion. And
but like, this is a genius move, especially in an industry where, you know, an industry that could be struggling in a lot of different ways. Print, magazines, fashion is kind of a, you know, temptuous industry, things like that. So it's a genius move to use such a powerful person and let them take so much power and so much like woke control.
Yeah. There's a lot of disruption going on these days, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of disruption, indeed. but yeah, that was... I'm just excited about that.
It's all about how you bounce back, right? Or how you move forward through it.
How you move forward. You got to keep moving forward.
Why are we talking to each other like this?
I don't know.
It relates to our personal lives.
Weird.
Okay, well, last week's Slapper of the Week, I didn't have you here, but we definitely picked a Chi-Town artist.
Wait, you picked one of my boy. Yeah. My boy, Chancey.
Yep, Chancey. Dropped a song that sampled Jamie Foxx, Jamie Foxx skit that, like,
yes.
It's always was funny,
so
but
good.
They
so
killed
good.
That sample. It was amazing.
It was so smart.
And it actually started charting on the Billboard charts this past week. It came in, I think, at number 60. And Chance was really surprised by it because they were calling it, I forgot what they were, like, labeling the song, but it was, like, a light release, like, nothing that
yeah,
was supposed to be
serious. Yeah,
they
were all just little, like, singles. Like, all of them were just cute little singles. And even, like, Eric and you guys brought it up last week about how, like, even the cover art was, like, the one for I Might Need Security.
Oh, it was like memes.
Was like the artistic
hand.
Version of like the Arthur's hand meme and like how everything else. So it's like kind of like very satirical, very like fun and light, but also like serious. Like his lyrics are very serious about like Rahm Emanuel and everything going on.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I felt like it was just him like, you know, expressing his feelings.
Yeah. And we've talked about it in past episodes about him possibly releasing music with Kanye. Doing one of those seven song like features, and then there's also rumors of him doing a collaborative album with Childish Gambino.
Another one of my mans.
Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see what music Chance has coming out. You know, you're gonna be hearing a little bit more of Chance.
I just
realized that he has back to back. Back to back slappers. But
yeah, technically, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. And then another little quick hit was and this might actually be a bigger topic. But Travis Scott is about to release his new album called Astroworld, and I just kind of was reading an article about there was a trans model in the original version of the cover art,
Amanda Lepore.
Yep,
very well known, like for like kind of does a lot of more like burlesque, a lot of that kind of
stuff. I didn't know, but I did see that she was well known in that world and stuff. And she was asked like, you know, how do you feel about being removed from the cover? And she was like, well, I feel like I probably was taking too much attention from the rest of the picture and stuff. So she took it really well. But yeah,
I'm like currently looking at the different photos. Like,
they
like
I mean, literally just like removed
one,
her.
Yeah, one corner. Yeah, very.
And you
bizarre.
Wouldn't even be able to tell that she was trans from the photo because it's like really small.
I mean, no.
But just
like,
knowing, I think, and that's, and then now Travis Scott is getting backlash about being transphobic, and I can kind of see why.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre. Like, I'm looking at the different, like, the cover, like, with it and with it out. And, like, it does not hurt the composition of the photo of the cover having her in it. So, like, I would see, like, if you were taking someone.
Actually helps, I feel.
Like, yes, I think so, too, like, to carry your eye across. Mm-hmm. But so, like, I would almost understand if you were taking people or things out of a composition of a photo or of a cover because it artistically doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's the only thing they removed
there
from
is,
it.
There is, but like. They only removed her, and
they don't have a reason.
Like,
they don't have a reason.
Yeah, there's no reason. Like, this cover is like purposely very loud, has a lot going on. So I don't really. So like, there's kind of like, what is your argument for taking her off? Like, there has to be something. Like, there has to be some sort of like, did they have some weird beef or something? Like,
no.
What's going on?
What it is that like he probably didn't know that she was trans. When he saw it and was like, this is dope. And then he found out, it's like, that's actually a popular transgender woman. And then he was just like, oh, I don't want people to find that out and think that.
Which just goes to show, like, especially in Black culture, like, LGBTQ community is like super, like, they have like a. But they typically, like, I've watched so much Queer Eye. Mm-hmm. But like,
I actually just started watching it. It's really good.
It's
holy
so
crap.
Good.
I don't know what
You've
made.
You've been sleeping on it, homie.
I was sleeping on it because but then I started hearing people talking about it and from different types of people, and mostly girls, obviously. But I was like, you know, let me check this out because I love, like, you know, looking at, you know, how people fix things up or turn their lives around or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And they're all just like real. And I also like the dude from, what's his name? The black guy, Karamo or
Karamo,
something like
yeah.
that. He's from what was he from?
He was on
Unreal.
He was on Big Brother, I thought. Or something like one of those crazy reality shows. I thought he was on Big Brother like Philadelphia or something like that.
Another black guy.
But he was on something like that.
He was on. I've seen him before on something. I forgot what he was, but
yeah.
I was like, oh, I know that
and
guy.
Yeah, and he talks a lot about how, like, you know, the black community and the LGBTQ community don't mesh very well.
And the original Queer Eye didn't have a black person.
Guy, no.
Right? That's
no,
awesome.
No. Yeah, they're all white.
Yeah. So the show is really good. But regardless, you were talking about Queer Eye. You're making a point.
Yeah. So just saying that, like, that this is pretty well known. How especially I feel like people like in the rap community, like, they are very much so, like, they use the LGBTQ community as jokes or like looked down upon, or they don't accept them in a lot of different ways. So, like, I feel like this is just continuing that stereotype, which I'd really hope that a lot of woke rappers and things like that would try to be not going with. And you would think it's,
I wonder,
like,
if he'll comment on it or come up with a decent excuse, because
I'm just so interested, because, like, literally there's no response. And what can you say when looking at the photos? Like, how are you gonna, like, justify your reasoning for taking out a single person, the only trans person on that cover, for literally, like, that's like, you took him out and it's like, oh well.
But he maybe didn't like, he's like, maybe there's just too many people, I don't like that one. And they took it out. It could be a really coincidence,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So you don't really
it's
know.
It's a weird coincidence.
It is. It, but, you know, there's a lot of other weird coincidences in life that people just accept because, like, you know, I don't know.
True. Just interesting to think about. And it's also, like, I think nowadays
A point I wanted to say before I forgot was that I just saw an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I saw, like, this episode, I think it was... the one where Yeezy dropped his new season
and
he released the album at the same time, I think Life of Pablo.
Yep.
So he brought the whole family, you know, in their, like, special outfits. And just, like, seeing him, like, interact with, like Caitlyn Jenner and stuff like that, and seeing that, it's just, like, that's, like, the way it should be. Like, I see, like, you know, him, like, he just loves him. Like, you know, he just loves him as a person. Doesn't matter if it's... So, and Travis Scott is in that camp. He dates, you know, Kylie Jenner, who his father is, like... I actually just put this all together. I'm like, what's going on here?
Wait a second. Wow, that was incredible, though. That was an incredible little connection.
I don't know how I got there, but yeah, we just figured out that, like, what the hell is going on, Travis Scott?
Wait a second. This almost makes it worse because...
Your kid's grandmother...
Yeah, is trans.
Yeah.
So, not obvious. And Caitlyn Jenner is one of the worst... anybody in the trans community does not really like look up to Caitlyn Jenner as like a good example of anything within that community because of how she's handled a bunch of different things. But all the same, his child's grandmother is trans.
Yeah. Yep.
And he took a trans person off of his cover.
Yep. So, I'm thinking about it right now. I don't.
So
we're talking about it, but like I'm like formulating
my thoughts. This kind of just like clouds it over even more about like what could his explanation truly be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll let it go a little bit. We'll see what happens in the coming week with it.
I'll just think about it.
We'll just let it simmer. But our main topic of the week, I wanted to kind of talk about.
It's kind of a doozy, but it's a doozy. It's an important one.
It's an important one. I always like to talk about important. Topics like we have talked about, like suicide, we've talked about
mental health, social
media habits and stuff and drugs and all that stuff. And Demi Lovato was hospitalized over the last week
for an overdose. Thought it was a heroin overdose, but people from her family and her camp and everything have been saying that it was not heroin, but there's nothing been released that I can find.
Could have been Oxycontin. It could have been a lot of cocaine. It could have,
yeah.
Alcohol.
She's had a history before, you know, she was sober for 6 years until just recently. Mm-hmm. She's had a history of a whole bunch of different things. So it really could be anything.
Well, they gave her, what, it was a Narcan or something like
something
that?
Something like that,
to bring her back. Like, because she was, she went out on a Monday night and was found at like 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning, passed out and like unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really bad. And we've talked about it a couple episodes ago when we're talking about Jeezy and Halsey cheating and stuff. And we're like,
she's hanging out
with Demi Lovato. Yeah. Don't hang out with Jeezy. Yeah. It's probably not a good, like a good,
especially because he's, you know, had charges for all. Wow.
Check it. but yeah. And ironically, they both have songs called Sober. Jeezy and she just released a song called Sober.
That was
like one
that
ago,
she
right?
released, and that was kind of her talking about how she had
fallen off the wagon,
broken. But like she made it sound like when she was like, "I've broken my sobriety for a bunch of different reasons. My lifestyle's different. Blah blah blah." So it was more like her being like, "I've adjusted my life to this different thing." But like, I don't think she was. I mean, she's still so young. She's like 26. So like. I don't know, like, if you especially when she's dealt with her, she has bipolar, she's been through a lot of different eating disorders, she's like addiction and mental health and thing like that, like really they don't pick favorites. Like you can be dealing with these different things for a long period of time and you could think that you're feeling better and you think you'd be great, but then I think that one break or that one thing could honestly, it could change a lot of things. It's like if your brain is programmed to think or work a certain way, it's sometimes really hard to break that.
Oh, yeah. I definitely try to put myself in her shoes and relate to her. You know, being a huge megastar is going to make it harder. You know, I'm going to relate it to me. It's been over 2 weeks of not smoking a cigarette.
Proud of you, boo.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, so, you know, this past weekend, this wedding I went to was kind of like a huge test because I was going to be around all my friends and it's a wedding. Everyone's drinking, smoking, like, you know, doing all that stuff. And it was hard because, you know, I definitely wanted a cig, but I didn't smoke. And and that's just on my level of like, you know, being like, I'm not famous or anything, but I still have my addictions and, you know, stuff to get over. This girl has to go and do show after show and try to stay hype.
And she had a tour she finished up her tour not too long ago, like maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And actually, speaking of tours and things like that, because of how this has affected Demi Lovato and how it's kind of affected the conversation around, you know, folks that are sober and like how maybe different things could trigger them, affect them, whatever. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears, who I actually didn't know that she's been sober for a while, especially since her bald head situation back in like 2007 and everything like that. So she banned alcohol from being anywhere in the backstage or anything with her tour.
Was that recently?
Yes.
She did that?
Yes.
For some reason, I feel like I heard someone else do that a while ago. But
she did that because, you know, she has a lot of backup dancers, a lot of dancers, and a lot of them are underage. She doesn't want that to be around any of them. She doesn't want, you know, the threat
of that. Did it affect the show?
Yeah, the threat of that being around her or anything, just because she's like, okay, you know, like other people can slip, things people can slip, like what if I'm feeling weak or anything like that. So yeah. it's interesting how, you know, rock and roll is like such a, like, you know, if, even if you think back to the 60s, 70s and how it was like rock and roll, like mm-hmm. sex, drugs and rock and roll, and that was the whole lifestyle, and like all the groupies and everything like that, it was all about like you were always like effed up.
It's just funny that saying sex, drugs and rock and roll it's kind of like really frowned upon now. Like it's like rock and roll, sex, drugs. Like it's really interesting because like sex, drugs, rock and roll, like how come a lot of like rock and roll or old school rock and roll people are not being like hit with Me Too stuff? Like you would think that they would have been like the first ones to go.
I'm sure there's a lot of their different stuff that, I'm sure they've either, a lot of them I feel like have either paid off, married or whatever, like some of the people that they might have had like those situations with. So not saying that it's right. Mm-hmm. Just saying,
but you're right. Like, I mean, like I was saying, like, I've gone cold turkey with the cigs, and the first thing, like, I have that app that's like kind of helps me with tips and journaling mm-hmm. and like cravings and all that stuff. But the first thing they say is like, don't ever take a puff again, like of a cigarette. Like it's a slippery slope.
No,
don't
yeah.
ever do, like, you know, Demi, don't ever, you know, snort things or pills, or don't take one, because
yeah.
you take one, you're like, I could probably do a little bit more. And you know, like, I did a little bit like last yeah. week. Let me do a little bit more.
Yeah, because like, people thought that I think there was like something posted, like when she had talked about how she broke her sobriety and everything like that. People saw that, I think, potential that she posted things with like a drink or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't even drinking.
No, she was completely sober. So I mean, like, yeah. So I mean, like, depending on, like, I mean, each person's different, each body's different, how they process things, etc. But like, she could, I mean, the littlest thing, I don't know how, you know, her body or her brain or everything works, but like, obviously, she wasn't potentially ready for what, you know, she thought she was ready for the lifestyle change that she thought she could take on.
I mean,
and it's sad.
Also, there's not really, she hasn't been dating anybody, or there's nobody really there in her corner. She used to date Wilmer Valderrama, right?
Yeah, and I guess supposedly from the CNN article that I was reading about it, he's been with her family and stuff at her, because she hasn't been released from the hospital yet. So he's been there with them, so I found that to be kind of interesting. She hasn't been in like any sort of relationship super recently. You know, she was seeing Jeezy, I think, a couple months ago, maybe like 4 months ago or so. Now she was on some trip in Disneyland. She's bi, so she was on some trip in Disneyland with a girl I think she was briefly dating. But yeah, no, I don't think she's really been seeing anybody seriously or anything like that. So like the closest people that she has are like her friends, which, you know, she's got great friends like Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas, Danny Vital, a bunch of these people that are like, who have been in her corner.
Have you heard anything from Nick Jonas?
Nick Jonas and stuff was just saying about how they were like, you know, like, Demi's a fighter, she's gonna fight, like, we gotta all be there for her, like, she will get through this kind of yeah. deal. And same with all of her other friends, like a lot of like different artists and everything like that. Even Cardi B, I think, posted something to her Instagram of like of Demi Lovato's 2017 performance of Sorry Not Sorry on the VMAs or something like that, being like mood, and right around the time that all of that was happening, to be kind of like her, that was like her form of support. Yeah. So the music industry definitely was feeling things. I mean, I work with a lot of folks within radio and things like that, and they were posting different things.
Yeah.
But
so, you know, addiction. Yeah, it's definitely a serious problem right now. You definitely, you know, seek the help, talk to somebody. First step is admitting you got a problem and taking action and trying to, you know, change stuff about your life. It's all baby steps. I know it doesn't happen overnight from personal experience, but every day, just like, you know, you got to try. And, you know, we're wishing Demi Lovato the best, hoping, you know, quick recovery, and she can get back on the wagon. And, you know, so we don't want to see any more tragic things happening ahead of us with some of our favorite artists, you know?
Yeah.
But let's, I guess we can segue into some Bachelorette news, right?
Yeah, let's update. Sorry, guys, if you missed my tipsy talks from last week. I was in Vegas and most definitely not near a television.
Yeah, when did you catch up on the show?
I watched it.
Or did you watch it?
I did. I did like some Snap exclusive content. Mm. I watched it after I got home. I had my flight took forever and was delayed when I was on my way home from Vegas last Tuesday. And I got home because like that time change is kind of weird. The, like it's like 3 hour difference. I couldn't really fall asleep right away. And I got home around like 11 or so. So I just sat and watched that night's episode. And then I just like I had like two comments about it, which you guys I think pretty much said anyways that I just posted to my Snap story. But I mean, yeah, it was. I missed doing Tipsy Talks, and I feel like I took advantage of that this week and got actually drunk.
Yeah.
I watched it.
I might have to join the Tipsy Talks with you when Bachelor in Paradise comes.
Oh my God.
I can talk a lot of shit about Bachelor in Paradise. I don't like
so
really talking.
It's so much more fun. Yeah. It's so much more fun. I agree.
Because I had a lot of fun like watching the Bachelor Winter Games with you and stuff. That was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had the Men Tell All, which was a very interesting one this time.
I love Men Tell All.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But I did notice that these men weren't as friendly as the last Men Tell All that we saw.
No, I feel like last year that was Rachel Lindsay's group, and I felt like a bunch of them were like super super close. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these guys were just not, they're all coming for each other. So it's okay. Big thing that I almost forgot that I noticed, but I noticed, is that Lincoln was not there.
Yeah, he definitely was not there. And they didn't talk about it at all.
No, because of all his legal shenanigans.
I feel like they should have touched on it.
I feel like they should have too. Like, I feel like ABC needed to kind of fess up to be like, oh, sorry, we let like a...
We didn't do a good enough background check.
A sexual offender on the show.
Yeah.
Like, and then we're just going to let him slip by. But whatever. So yeah, he wasn't there, but everybody else was there.
I don't know if they can afford that after last season's Bachelor in Paradise.
True.
So he wasn't there. A couple people weren't there, but we don't care about them.
But no.
The people, we don't even care about some of the people that were there.
Okay, so that first guy, what's his name? I think not even Camille. Camille was that other white guy looking guy, but
one of the ankle boys.
Yeah, he was showing so much ankle.
That was a lot.
He was showing like 4 inches of ankle. Like, could we not? It like was so
I love me some ankle
much
but
and he was trying to fight.
It's like capris.
Yeah.
They were like capris.
Yeah, they were literally, I'm like looking at a picture
and he had nothing to
right
say
now. Yeah, he was just trying to fight Jordan. He was just trying to fight Jordan for Jordan being Jordan.
I think Jordan did an amazing job.
Honestly, that's what I thought.
I think Jordan did
amazing. Jordan had some really funny quotes about how he's like, you know, they're going to be thinking about me for 10 years. I've got billboards up in their minds. Like,
yeah.
He's honestly really made a name for himself, and he's just unabashedly who he is. Like, I don't think he's pretending to be anybody. I don't think he's like overdoing anything. I think he like literally that's just how
and did you
he
see
is.
Did you see Jason, like he said the comment that I said about bullying, about all that stuff, like they finally brought it to light in front of me. It's like, dude, you were bullying Jordan, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's something I brought up like when
Jason
when it was
is
happening.
Just a doll, and like he really gets it right.
All right, well, let's get into some Jason, because I do like Jason. I admitted that last week, but there was something about him on this episode of Men Tell All that I did not like. And saying that you loved him.
He was okay, but he was very calculated.
He was campaigning to be the Bachelor. That's too hard.
It was funny because there is Becca from RE season on her story had posted like him with the hands clasping like Godfather.
Yeah.
And like honestly, totally looked at that. But he
like
the way that he was talking through a lot of it made it sound like he was like in a job interview.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, all right, well.
But I always kind of felt that about his answers, like, on the show.
I didn't think so, but I think in this.
I feel like he has a podcast called Future Bachelor, and he's been, like, calculating, except he isn't the Future Bachelor. I'm the Future Bachelor.
All right.
And I know how to work this show, and you have to have some self-awareness of how you come off on TV.
But do you think that he's going to be the next Bachelor now, or do you still think it's going to be Blake?
I don't think Blake could carry the show.
I don't think so either, but neither could Ari and Becca.
To be honest,
Becca,
Joe the Grocer, I saw
Joe
him.
Joe the Grocer should be the next Bachelor.
He looked like
a
Bachelor.
And now I'm upset that I didn't go to that casting here in Atlanta, because I could be fighting for already the love of my life's heart.
Yeah, but he went on to Bachelor in Paradise, which doesn't mean much now because they made Nick a Bachelor after that. But most of the time, if you're on Bachelor in Paradise, you don't really go to be the Bachelor.
No, you know, but I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, and he looks like from all
it
the...
It looked like also Colton was still trying to campaign for being the Bachelor, but he's so whack.
Okay, Colton... Okay, and... Even Jordan, see, this is where I even started to like Jordan more. Even like Jordan's like really fucking annoying. I liked him. I liked him more because he even called out Colton for like his whole shadiness with Tia and everything like that. Being like, yo, dude, like really?
Well, especially because an interesting factor about the mental law in these like after show things are the fact that Bachelor in Paradise has already been filmed. A lot of these people, most of these people have been on there. So there's still like a whole storyline of drama that these guys cannot discuss.
Which Jordan, I feel like, was starting to edge into some of that stuff. Like he was already like edging into it, and they kind of had to be like, yo, shh.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the show.
Reel it back. But yeah, so that was interesting. There was another male model there that was pretty much calling him magazine model or something like that.
The one of the dude with the short pants who was like talking about how
It was a dude next to him. There was two.
Oh, that Camille. Yeah. Yes. Well, they were both like being like, oh, blah blah blah, like you're not a good model, and like the banker,
I just remembered to like Jordan. You get the last word. He's like, well, first off, fuck you.
He literally was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And then he's like, hey,
Joe, the grocer, you're cool.
You're cool, man. And like,
I made Joe laugh.
Claps his hand and everything. And like, they do like their little bro hug.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's right.
See, I knew Jordan was like a good guy. I don't know. There was something about Jordan that made me really like. Like I don't know. I just he was himself. I liked him during the show, not as like a potential like suitor for Becca, not as a future bachelor, but like, you know, everyone was hating on him. I know that feeling that people just like hate on you because you stand out more than like other people, and it's like, dude, let him be him. Like, you know, she gave him the underwear. Why are you making like that's the only thing they had to say about it?
I can't believe he almost took off his pants though. But like, honestly,
did you see that one angle? Like honestly, when he was unbuttoning his belt, like, and they show Chris sitting down,
like Chris Harrison's face. Like, what? But honestly, that would be one of the more tame things that would happen on like a mental all or whatever. Like, I'm past mental alls. They've done like live ultrasounds of like, you know, other former bachelor couples, like revealed the gender or like whatever of different like.
Yeah,
they've done all this stupid shit, or like people have like proposed to other people from other, you know, old episodes and stuff like that. So him going down to his gold skivvies like he already has done on national television, and but this time in front of a live audience, like how bad would that have been?
That wasn't even the cringiest moment, though. The cringiest moment was to me was Jean Blanc.
Oh my god. They were all going after him. They were just like...
I mean, he wasn't doing himself any favors either.
No.
Like, dude, you went all the way up to... Can I come up there? Like, you thought giving her more perfume was going to be, like, a good look for you? What is this guy trying to do?
He just kept going back on, like, everything that he was saying. And, like, they were even joking. They're like, oh, you mean you'll just change your mind in, like, 2 minutes? Like, or, like, whatever. Because of how he, you know, said that he loved... her, and then when she was like, well, we're moving too fast, I don't think I feel the same way, everything like that, then he's like, well, can I have my perfume back, I don't really love you, and like whatever.
It's weird, like after seeing the mental all, my favorite character this season was Jordan
honestly, like I think he's gonna be interesting on Bachelor in Paradise, and I follow Wells, who's going to be one of the bartenders, on Instagram, and he was saying how much he like loved Jordan at the bar and everything like that. Him, Jordan, and Joe were his faves, is what he is saying. So I'm like, ooh.
Well, it looked like Jordan was shacking up with what's her name? What's her name from last season? The crazy one.
Crystal.
Crystal.
Yes.
And then Joe was in a three-way with Tia and Colton, right? Or was it Joe?
Joe and Leo.
Leo, that's it. Leo.
Are going
Kendall.
After Kendall.
And then who?
And like Leo like called him like a grocery store bitch in the preview. And I was like, yo, don't come for my man like that.
Actually,
Leo.
Yeah, Leo is kind of showing some kind of crazy colors.
No, so
he's not as like good vibey as like you think.
No, he's shown some crazy colors. And Becca again, I follow her stories a lot. She posted something about how like 5 years ago in some chick's photo, he had like posted something that said like, you want this dick, and then I guess a whole bunch of women were DMing Becca, like people that went to college with him, went to like theater school and everything with him, saying about how he like sexually harassed a whole bunch of them and like things like that. So like, he's gonna be like, I think, another freaking issue for this show.
Damn.
Like, come on.
Yeah, wow, he hid behind the hair.
He did.
Well, it's going to be an interesting Bachelor in Paradise. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm literally looking forward to it.
I know, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also upset because my Auntie Barb, who lives in Melrose Park, which is the Italian neighborhood that my family, my entire dad's side of the family grew up and helped found, you know, my ancestors. And also my good boy, Grocery Joe, grew up and lives in. She saw Joe, Jason, and Colton at a neighborhood bar this past week because they were in town for the Kenny Chesney concert at Soldier Field in Chicago. And she's just like, oh, that Jason's such a doll, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, did you give them my number? And she was just laughing at me, thinking I was kidding, thinking this was a joke.
You think he's going to call you if he got your number?
Maybe.
No. he's got Kendall.
But our family has history.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Why do you have to crush my dreams?
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to Bachelor in Paradise. It looks like there's a lot of twists and turns, triangles.
And just a lot of
Tia's a hottie. Damn. I know. She would have made a great bachelorette.
But she's a snake. I don't trust her.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I don't trust
her. I don't think she's a snake.
I don't trust her.
I don't think so.
I don't trust her. I feel like it's going to be interesting. And plus, I feel like they're going to do a lot of, like, you know, stuff with, like, the old folks that, you know, found love to come back.
It looks like they brought back Ben.
I know. Oh, my God.
They brought back.
Higgins.
Ben Higgins. What's up, Higgins? Sorry, we haven't seen you in a while.
We haven't talked to you in a while, babe.
I love you, man. So, I miss you, Higgins.
You say you miss him. Like, we don't see him every week. We just don't really pay attention to him. Ever, which I feel bad.
But he deserves better than that.
Poor baby.
Just like Ben Higgins.
Amen.
Bachelor in Paradise will be coming back. I'm excited to talk
We'll probably do some tipsy talks. Maybe Cy will be in those.
Well, I'll be down that way soon when I move into my new apartment.
So then I think Cy and I will have to do tipsy talks together.
Well, you know I'll already be tipsy, so I'm coming off the Beltline. Why don't we get into our slapper of the week?
I'm so hyped about it.
Hell yeah.
This is the first one we've agreed upon in a while, like just off the go.
Yeah, I mean, I already had it queued up and you came in, you're like, this is going to be a slapper. I think it's pretty obvious. I have kind of like a sound. I like poppy music.
Me too.
And we already talked about Chance the Rapper a little bit earlier in the show. But
if I were here last week, I would have agreed.
Exactly. Thank you. Our slapper of the week last week was Chance, and he's on this week's slapper of the week. DJ Khaled released another single.
Another summer bop featuring
the same trio, Justin Bieber, Quavo of the Migos, and Chance the Rapper.
And so, like, yeah. So last year it was I'm the One. Mm-hmm. And so this year.
Which was a huge song. The second I heard it, I loved it. And I feel like they're trying to chase the same type of sound.
They are. But, like, I do like this. I like this one a lot. The sound is a tad different, but it's same, you know, like. Same idea. Like, I kind of think they're trying to do like this maybe as a trend.
Well, DJ Khaled has always done that. Since the beginning, he was like, let me get Lil Wayne. Let me get Rick Ross. Let me get Kanye. Like, it's always getting the biggest artists.
He's good about how he produces his songs. Yeah. Like, everybody makes fun of him.
He's just getting really lucky right now. Like some of the biggest artists are actually linking up with him to make his singles.
As me and Zach Sim always say, you know, like, Justin Bieber hasn't really put out a bad song.
No, he really hasn't, I'm trying to think, because he's gone more of the grown sound in his later years. Uh-huh. His earlier years he definitely had a fan base and people loved him and stuff. Yeah. But his, it wasn't like radio friendly.
I worked at a bowling alley.
I unabashedly grew up in a bowling alley.
Oh my God, full circle. But yeah, no, so listen to a lot of that.
But I think like Justin Bieber, the only thing I don't like about it is the concept of it's a no-brainer.
I like it.
It's just I don't like it at the same time. No-brainer doesn't sound like a good song title or a good concept.
But it works. Honestly, I think Justin Bieber's always carries that one.
They're reaching. But it's really like, trying.
It's a no-brainer. We'll listen to it. But I feel like it makes sense.
It makes me feel good.
You're great. It's a no-brainer. Obviously, you're great.
Yeah. So why don't we just get right into it?
Just get into it.
We can talk about it more afterwards if we need to.
So we could jam.
This week's Slapper of the Week is called No Brainer by DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper. Here we go. Hold on. I want to start out like this. Here we go.
Yeah.
Slapper of the Week.
This song slaps.
Yeah, Slapper! Future Bachelor! Come on!
Stay out of the crowd, he's
drop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put hey! Them all in
hey, 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 hey. What up, Future Bachelor? Oh, 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 oh yeah, she back.
I took her to the mansion.
Yeah, yeah.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it'll change your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah.
Side money in the fly, kids. I see you keep rapping, keep winning. They want you to lose, so we gon' keep.
Yeah! We got that Cali drop! Let's go!
Don't look rich, I ain't got no chain. Not on the list, I ain't got no name. But we in it, bitch, bitch, I'm not so lame. And I keep it Ben Franklin, I'm not gonna change. A lot of these hoes messy, messy. I just want you and your bestie. I don't got that answer for whenever you text me. It's multiple choices, they don't wanna test me. Choosing a squad. She tryna choose between me, Justin Quay, and the sword. She told me that she know that I make music for God. I told her I would love to see the blood.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Pop top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, slapper, let's go. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, oh slapper of the week.
It's just a fun song.
Yeah, every time I hear it, I like it more.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I guess I definitely think you guys should listen to this episode a couple times, and you're going to love it. But y'all heard that DJ Khaled shout out in the middle of the Side Money and the Fly Kids?
Oh, crazy.
Side Money and the Fly Kids.
Oh, my God.
I see you keep rapping, keep what? Winning.
Yeah, Khaled.
They want you to lose.
No, I'm not
so
going.
So we're going to keep winning.
Keep winning. Let's go.
Major
Sorry.
Key right there.
Major key. Yeah, wow. Shout out to DJ Khaled. Also
crazy.
A fan of the show.
Yeah.
Well, what were we calling fans of the show? We're calling them. We called them something.
Oh, wait, what did you call
them? Damn it! What were we calling?
It was Paul made it up.
It was like something to do with like amigo or no compadres. Oh shoot, compadres. There we remember. Shout out to all our compadres. That's you know, pretty much compad. Get it, Dre's.
Oh my God! Thanks for explaining the pie.
Maybe people don't understand why we're calling them compadres, but our podcast friends are called compadres. But
oh my God, my cheeks hurt from laughing.
DJ Khaled's a compadre.
Oh but, yeah, yeah. DJ Khaled definitely is a compadre.
Side money.
Oh my God! I swear to God.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's been our episode. That's pretty much it. Do you have any shout outs? I got a shout out. I'm wearing this dope pin that Mama V gave to me. Me, or Mama D cave to me. It's V's mama. So I gotta shout you out. Claudia, what up? I love my pins. So yeah, that was dope. Thank you so much. And I wanted to give a shout out to my homie Mike Feeney because we came up with a really dope business plan I was back home. And I told you about it, and you guys will hear about it in coming months. But I'm really excited.
I'm hyped,
and it's kind of tying in with this podcast. Keep a lookout, some business things going on. Do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, so I want to shout out to one of our fave listeners.
Okay.
Courtney Killen.
That's definitely compadre number one.
Yeah, Shout C-Money. It was her birthday this past weekend.
Hell yeah. Happy birthday, C-Money!
Gotta love her. I think she's partying it up in Florida.
Nice.
And then I wanted to also shout out to my former roomie, Ashley Garcia.
Ashley, what up?
He supports us, and also she has some stickers. She moved out to Seattle, so she's going to be, you know, sprinkling the Pacific Northwest with some future bachelor. We're going to be coast to coast.
We're all over the place, dude. It's kind of crazy because
oh yeah,
because
I gave stickers. I had stickers in Vegas, and I gave them to some of my friends, and I had them like on our different, like we had like little tumblers and stuff for our drinks and everything. And we're like, it was like future bachelor.
Awesome.
So I was getting my friends. I
got upstate New York pretty good. I gave like a stack to Mike Feeney, and he was just like, go put them everywhere. I was like, dude, maybe we shouldn't put them on cars and stuff. And he was like, no, we're doing it. Oh. I was like, all right, cool, let's go. So shout out to everyone with those stickers. Shout out to the shout outs. Yeah, shout out to the horn. That's been episode 19. And next week's episode is going to be 20.
20.
Our 20th anniversary.
Okay, you can't. I've told you we can't say anniversary.
Shut up, me. Come on. It's our 20th episode anniversary. We're doing it.
Okay.
We got to figure out something special.
We keep saying that.
Yeah, but
every single episode?
I don't know. We'll
think
of something.
Aren't they all special to you, Si?
Yeah. No, they're all special. But I always find something like to celebrate. But 20 seems like something we've really got to celebrate.
But like, think about it. I feel like we're going to have to celebrate 21 especially.
Or maybe 25 or 30.
Okay, 21, my idea is that we need to just be drinking the entire time.
Well, what's your podcast episode? we didn't celebrate our podcast episodes, which are like our golden episodes.
Oh yeah,
so you have your golden episode coming up. I passed episode 5 a while back, so maybe we do something special for your golden episode. There's a lot to celebrate here, but this has been episode 19 of Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica,
and we'll see y'all next week. We love you.
Bye.
Deuces.
Future Bachelor Podcast.